Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, through our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Text for today's meditation is our gospel lesson. Oh, what's packed in there. We've been singing about it with our hymns, but oh, I want to bring out more. But first, got to tell you that recently, I went out to breakfast with a friend, a veteran, and we were having such a great time eating bacon. Bacon? Yes, my Christian friend, a veteran, we were just enjoying having the freedom to eat bacon. How did that all come about? Well, we're getting ready for the 4th of July, and oh, we're recognizing that to have the freedom to get to that restaurant, the freedom to be able to have enough money to pay for that meal of good bacon, we had to have some people lay down their lives that we could be a free country. We recognized that and talked about it. And my veteran had some firsthand experience about so much of that, watching friends go. But there was also more. We had another freedom too. We had a freedom in Christ because we weren't under the Old Testament laws, so we could eat all the bacon we could afford. It was a delight, Jesus fulfilling the Old Testament laws, and we could eat pork. Well, what a great time we had celebrating already the 4th of July independence that we had and the country that had so much freedom. And then celebrating the freedom we have in Christ. Oh, what a joy. What a joy to have ultimate freedom in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But then, as we're getting ready to celebrate the 4th of July, we come up with this gospel lesson. Oh no, it doesn't fit for Independence Day, or does it? Maybe this is a gift of God to have this gospel right before we celebrate the 4th. Jesus said, "Do not think that I have come to bring peace on earth." Oh, we know better. What did the angels announce to us? Peace on earth. And Jesus, in so many ways, said that he was the Prince of Peace. He was telling us, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God." And peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, do I give you. So what's going on here? The Prince of Peace saying, a sword. Sword, I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. Ooh. The actual word used here is a dagger. So Jesus is handing out daggers to Christians. Is that what's going on? No, that's not the picture he wants for us. Yet, he is saying that there is a sword, a figurative sword that is at work when he is working peace. Those who believe in him have that peace that passes all understanding. It's ours in Jesus. But first, for the peace to come, a sword of the law must come and do its work on us. The law tells us we can't be worthy of peace. Here, Oh no, we've had so many years of peace. Oh no, we've got to have peace. Wait a minute, what is peace? The absence of war? Well, that's a typical definition. But it's also described from the Old Testament, shalom. That peace, a peace that is a wholeness in a relationship with the living God. And to have that whole well-being, we got to have forgiveness of sins. And the only way we can have that forgiveness of sins is if we're perfect. Oops, we don't make it. The only way otherwise is through the payment of Jesus, his perfect payment on the cross in our place. Oh, then we can have that peace. But every time we have that peace from the living God in Jesus, and we celebrate it, people are trying to bring up worldly peace, a temporary peace, a false peace. And it can happen wherever there are divisions, like in our families. Some believe and have a peace that passes all understanding, and others have a temporary peace outside of Jesus. And then there is conflict. Have you noticed in America, we talk about unity and again, and yet we keep having popping up everywhere division. Uh-oh. Division and conflict? Why? How can that be? Oh, no. Well, it's true. Our nation was founded by a majority of people who were believers in Jesus. And now, there is a great group of people that reject the peace that comes from Jesus and his forgiveness. And they reject Jesus himself as true God and Savior. And therefore, the rejection of his peace is conflict, division. And we are promised that. It's right here in the scriptures. It was told to the apostles and to us, division exists. And when it's in the family, it is so painful. We want to, maybe we can just kind of set aside our Christian faith a little bit just to be at peace when we all get together in the family. Uh-oh. It doesn't work, because whoever receives you receives me, said Jesus. And whoever receives me receives him who sent me. Uh-oh, just your being is a conflict. Just you being in the family, we're not all except the peace that comes through Jesus' forgiveness. You become the point of conflict. That's picking up our cross and following Jesus. Now, should we just let it all be? Okay, we're going to be busted up as a family, or busted up as a community or a country or a world? Or is there something else we can do? Wait a minute. Do we have any resources as believers in our Lord Jesus Christ? Let's see. The Prince of Peace himself, our Savior. Can we go to He who is the ultimate peacemaker and go to Him and pray. Cry out to Him for our family members who are not trusting in Him as Savior. Can we talk to Him and say, God, they seek life, but they're losing life. Because apart from You, there is no life or peace. Well, I think there's something we can do. Remember those that carried the paralytic into Jesus? Even busted up the roof to lower him in? Jesus received him, forgave the sins of that man. We can carry, in prayer, we can carry those we see outside the kingdom and rule of God. We can pray for them. And now that you have a new pastor, pastor and people get to work together and pray for that ministry of taking the gospel of Jesus Christ to the heart of people that are in conflict, that they might have a peace that is eternal, a peace that's not just temporary. There's something else that we can do as well, and that is, when we go to the Lord's Supper, we're meeting with Jesus. When we gather here and we pray, we are at the feet of Jesus offering Him our petitions. We can bring the names of those that we are so concerned about and intercede for them. It's a ministry that God has given to us. Let's take it seriously. Let's pray for those that are in conflict with the Lord Jesus Christ. And because they're in conflict with the Lord Jesus Christ, that means automatically they're in conflict with those of us who trust in Jesus as Savior. But Jesus is the peacemaker. He's the one that sends His Spirit and works through word and works and through that word that He can make people worthy. How? By their repenting. And the Holy Spirit does it. When we recognize that our goodness is not enough, and we let that goodness die and receive the forgiveness of Jesus. Whoa, what a repentance. And we know a peace from our Lord Jesus Christ, but He is the one that's working. And as we are trusting Jesus, we are worthy before Him. Oh, that worthiness talked about in Matthew 10. We can share that because it's as simple as receiving the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is not rocket science. It is not hard math. It is Jesus came in our place, paid the price, and we are forgiven. We can share that. And look what happens when we share that. Oh, whoever receives you receives me, says Jesus. And even when we give a cup of cold water to a child that is a disciple, we're getting a reward. God says, that's a blessing coming to you. And how about for Sunday school or vacation Bible school, somebody gives a cup of cold water or Kool-Aid or whatever we give to the kids? Oh, for God works simply through little means like that, and he will work through your acts of kindness, witness, love. The gospel will work through you because you are little Christs, as Luther said, and you can go out and win more to the gospel. And then they are not in conflict with us, but a peace. Oh, may God so work. So on this weekend before the 4th of July, I have a call for all of you. And that is, go out and eat more bacon. You're free. Oh, wait a minute. No, that's not the message here. The message is, in Christ you are free, with the peace that passes all understanding. So take that peace and use the resources you have in Christ and witness and call upon God to be at work on those who are in conflict with us. In the name of Jesus, who's won, and we get to share that victory with others. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.